Remember a couple of years ago when Lake Pakong and other bodies of water had to be closed because of algae bloom? Brought about by a lack of funding to deal with it or to prevent it? The Senate Environment Committee has advanced legislation sponsored by, again, Senator Joe Panaccio, Senator Steve Orojo, and Senator Anthony Bucco to supply funding of about $10 million to maintain Lake Pakong, Greenwood Lake, other lakes in the Highlands, and Pinelands region of the state. Legislation, it's S-3618, makes a supplemental appropriation of $10 million for grants for certain lake management activities, for recreation and conservation purposes. The DEP would be required to develop a process for evaluating and ranking applications for grants, with priority given to projects, improving water quality and increasing recreational access, includes efforts to control nutrient levels in lakes to prevent the algae blooms. The bill also provides priority funding for projects located in the Highlands region and Pinelands area in recognition of the important role lakes in these significant locations provide for drinking water throughout the state, watershed protection, and for recreation and conservation purposes. Additionally, the legislation requires the DEP to approve applications submitted by the Greenwood Lake Commission and Lake Pakong Commission. Each commission guaranteed a minimum grant award of $750,000. Which, as they say back in the day, Lake Pakong Commission we get on a regular basis, and if you recall up until all this happened with the algae blooms, Lake Pakong typically was well kept, well maintained, and rarely had any problems. But I guess on the bright side, closing a Lake Pakong and other bodies of water a couple years ago prepared at least some of us for what was to come when the COVID-19 pandemic hit.